Good day to you. Here are my three things on Isaiah chapters 17 and 18. First of all, in the opening parts of verses of chapter 17, it's talking about Damascus, the city in what is today Syria. In Israel's day, in Isaiah's day, it was called Aram. Verse 1 says, "Soon Damascus will no longer be a city. It will become a heap of ruins." Little historical context, Damascus and Samaria, the northern kingdom of Israel, struck an alliance against the Assyrians, and they sought to force Judah into this alliance. But soon enough, God says, Damascus will no longer be a city, right? It'll be a heap of ruins. The Damascus and its authority and power would come to an end. So that's number one. And number two, that the second part of chapter 17 deals with Israel, the northern kingdom. And not only would Aram or Syria be struck hard by Assyria, but also the northern kingdom of Israel, Jacob, as God says here, that only a small, it'll be destroyed, right? Verse 4 says, his sturdy body will waste away. Only a small remnant will be rescued. Isaiah in these verses uses the picture of gleaning and an olive tree. Look at verse 6. And a few gleanings are still left there. Or when the branches of an olive tree have been beaten and only two or three ripe olives are left on the top of the highest bough, or four or five remain on their fruitful branches. So only a small group of people will remain from Israel. And this small remnant, in great contrast to the majority of Israel, return to its maker, and not to the altars of the Asherah poles or to Baal or anything else. And yet it's over for the northern kingdom of Israel, which forgot God, the God of its salvation, and instead relied on human alliances. Verse 10, God says, "You have forgotten the God who saves you. You have not remembered the rock who is your strength." And so because of foreign vines imported into its vineyard, the harvest on the day of harvest on the day of harvest will come to nothing. Verse 11, it will be a day of grief and desperate sorrow when Israel is destroyed. And then number three deals with another kingdom, Cush, or also known as the Nubians. These are people that lived south of Egypt, so maybe modern-day Sudan would be a good reference point for that. Cush was united with Egypt at some point, but they were their own kingdom. They sent ambassadors by sea, verse 2 of chapter 18 says, and they offered help against the threatening world power of the Assyrians to King Hezekiah in Jerusalem. But God says that offered help should be refused. It is the Lord who is the helper against the world power. Verse 2 says, "Go, you swift messengers, to a tall people with smooth, dark skin." This is what they were coming. And then he's, "All you inhabitants of the world will experience the Lord's intervention," in verse 3. Just when the enemy seems to have won, the Lord intervenes, as we see that in verse 5. Before the harvest, after the blossom has fallen and the flowers turn into ripening grapes, the Lord will cut off the new shoots and pruning hooks, and he will cut down and remove the longer vines. And yet even the Lord's salvation will turn the Cushites to the Lord and worship him on Mount Zion in Jerusalem. The last verse of the chapter, "At that time, people will give gifts to the Lord of armies. These gifts will come from a tall people with smooth, dark skin." And so those are my three things on Isaiah's chapter 17 and 18. God be with you today.